T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and Evan on The Fan.
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you. The midday show, Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock. Mike San Francesa on The Fan will come your way. Corey Aaron, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. I heard, I don't know if there's any truth to this room, I heard the NBA Finals is starting tonight. Is that true?
I can confirm it's actually happening.
They're actually going to play basketball?
It's actually
And when does it
happening.
End? Like right around July 4th weekend? Is that
right when around it ends? There. They're certainly dragging it out enough. Or it could end in a couple of days if the Warriors make quick work.
Right. If it goes seven, you're looking at July 4th.
I'm excited for it to finally start, though. Yeah. As much as this season was depressing, not only because I'm a Net fan and you're a Knick fan, that was depressing enough.
Well.
But it was sort of depressing in that we kind of knew this is where we were headed. And we kind of knew this is going to be our end game, which is Golden State and Cleveland. And it's predictable, which is sort of boring. And I think the playoffs have been terribly boring. But hopefully the end result is the exciting conclusion, and it's half as good as what we saw last year. I'm not expecting it. I think the Warriors are just a better team, as great as LeBron is. I have great respect for him. And look, I give Kevin Love credit, because we always think about Kevin Love not playing defense. It was his defense on the perimeter against Steph Curry in Game 7 that made a world of difference. And obviously, Kyrie Irving had a lot of big shots. And I think in ways, the Cavs may be better this year than they were last year. You had a guy like Kyle Korver. I think that this team has gelled even more than the last couple of years. Forget the regular season. It doesn't mean anything. But the problem is the Warriors are a lot better. I mean, Harrison Barnes and Kevin Durant, it ain't close.
Durant, to me, is the difference. I don't really care who wins. I have no, you know, Cleveland won their championship now. I certainly wanted to see them win. Now it doesn't really matter. I'd rather see Cleveland win just because I really don't like Golden State. Because, like I said, to me, they become what the Lakers always were. But I think Durant puts them over the top. I think Cleveland will give him a series. I don't think it's going to be any sweep by Golden State. I think Cleveland will win at least a couple games because of LeBron. But I got to believe Golden State wins. So I'm going to say Golden State in six. That means they would win in Cleveland. But even with that said, I don't think that's going to be big a deal.
Think about this. Last year in the NBA Finals in that 7-game series, Harrison Barnes played 30 minutes.
Right.
He shot 35% from the field.
Right.
He shot 31% from three. He wasn't very good.
Well, I mean, there's no comparison.
No, but
Harrison
Barnes
and Kevin Durant.
I'm not even comparing them. I'm just saying on the surface, okay, he was bad last year.
Yeah, no, I
obviously
know.
Kevin Durant is an elite player. He's a top five player in this game.
Yeah.
And you are basically inserting not only a better player by leaps and bounds, but a guy who's going to play a hell of a lot better than the Harrison Barnes we saw last year. And the other thing you have to assume is that Draymond Green isn't going to do something really stupid to get himself suspended, which cost them the series in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Hey, look, no question about it. No question. I just think, look, they got two go-to guys. Well, they got more than that, but you got two of the top five players in basketball are on the Warriors. Two of the top five. There's one. Kyrie Irving is getting there. I don't think he's there yet, but he's certainly getting into the top echelon of players in the league. But I just think that the bottom line is Golden State's better. Now, I talked about this. Tonight's a huge game to me. This is a big game. If Cleveland is going to win this series, I think Cleveland needs to win tonight. I think they have to get that aura of invincibility that Golden State has shown so far, undefeated through three rounds of the playoffs. I think they need to kind of shatter that a little bit and go into Oracle tonight and win. I think if they win tonight, I give them a real shot to win the series.
Well, you're slapping them in the face right out of the gate because not only as you mentioned, how the Warriors kind of cruised through the West. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that they did not face great teams based on injury.
But there is no other great teams.
Well, but I think San Antonio had a chance to give them more of a challenge, but Kawhi Leonard was hurt. Look, San Antonio appeared to be, and I don't want to say they were, they appeared to be on their way to winning game one. And let's not forget this about San Antonio.
No, they probably should have went up by 26 points in a game.
Right. Kawhi Leonard gets hurt. We saw what happened. Yep. They also didn't have Tony Parker, who got hurt earlier.
That's correct, right.
And even the Utah Jazz weren't completely healthy. Yep. So they have not in any way been tested. I mean, the only test they had was coming back early in game one once Kawhi went down.
That was the one game they had to test.
Now,
I agree.
I happen to think that even if the Spurs were healthy, I think the Warriors would have won the series in five or six.
Even if the Spurs would have won that game, the Warriors would have still won.
I think so.
You know, I don't think there's any question about that. But it would have been a more compelling series maybe, but I still think they would have won.
But I think what's hurt the challenges or the potential challenges that Golden State and Cleveland may have faced is that the teams they went through were beat up.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it like it is. Now, that doesn't mean that Cleveland wouldn't have gotten here. Of course they would have. We all thought that since October. Or the Warriors wouldn't have got here. Both of us, everybody with a sane brain outside of homers in Boston, thought that this was going to be your NBA Finals.
Sure.
But the challenges were alleviated because of all the injuries. I mean, think about the Celtics. They're playing without Isaiah Thomas. I mean, think about
that. The one game they won was without him. So
big deal. They're still without their best player.
An
MVP candidate. Great, they won a game. I give them a lot of credit for it. Even Toronto was banged up. So you had, you know, unfortunately, neither of these teams really faced any kind of test before getting
here. Well, I think that's the sad part of what the NBA is right now, is that you got two, you know, elite teams, and everybody else is, You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. Everybody else is,
I agree. But here's the good thing. Like, 95% of the NBA season is depressing. But tonight, starting tonight, we are seeing the best of the best go head-to-head.
Yep.
And even though I agree with you, I don't like either team, how can you? I mean, really, what's likable about either team? I think you have to take a step back and appreciate the beautiful basketball that we're going to get to watch, because the Warriors play an incredible brand of basketball. It's fun to watch. I mean, the ball movement is crisp.
Yeah, they move it.
And you're also, like you talked about, when you look at the guys we're going to see on the floor in this series, Klay Thompson was not played well, and I expect him to have a big series. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to bounce back. He has not played well in this postseason, but I think he'll play well in this series. But Klay, Steph, Durant, LeBron, Love, Kyrie, even throw Draymond in there. You're talking about seven of maybe the top 20 players in the league. Maybe top 15.
Yeah, they're up there.
At least six of them if you want to take Draymond Green out.
Yeah, I would take him out of top 15.
But you are talking about the best of the best.
Yeah, so, no, tremendous. It's a very compelling series. It's a great series. I wish it wouldn't start at 9 o'clock. I mean, I like the fact that on Sunday, at least, it's starting the game at 8 o'clock. But, you know, from that aspect, and my only other knock on it is they spread it out too much. I mean, come on, play the games.
The thing I wonder about as far as Cleveland's opportunities to win this series, and they are considered not just underdogs, they're considered major underdogs.
Right.
And I get it.
Yeah.
I understand
it.
I know they won the NBA title last year, but look at this Warrior team. The Warriors haven't lost a game with all of their guys playing since February. Think about that. Now, you could also throw in there that there's lots of off days.
How many
in the
did they win this year in regular season?
67.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's not bad, right?
No, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
No, it is. But, again, with the rest of the league, 67, you know, because San Antonio won 60-something games, right?
Yeah, but remember the Warriors and the Spurs, for that matter, they sat guys at times, too.
No, that's true.
I mean, there were games that the Warriors said, no big deal.
And still probably won some of those games. So,
But they also lost some of those games. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look at the way Cleveland played the regular season. Did they care, over the last month?
No. And look, I mean, but the bottom line is, certainly for Cleveland, it was all about this. This was it. They knew they were getting it. It didn't matter. I mean, we saw how much it mattered. Home court for Boston, they lost all three games at home. So, what did it matter? It didn't.
You have to go back to the early part of February for the last time the Warriors with their guys, with their core of these four guys, since they lost a game. And they went 67-15.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're a very good, they're a tremendous team. There's no question about it.
And they're one of the great teams we've seen. I mean, it's impossible to compare them era to era,
but it is.
I mean, when
very
you look
hard.
At just the amount of talent that they have compared to everyone, because I understand the point of, well, look at everybody else, but that's still, it's comparative. They're so much better than everybody else. I mean, that means something. I think that's part of how you measure the greatness of a team, right? How much better you are than everybody else of your time?
I just don't think the league is as competitive as it has been in years past.
Yeah, because they have a lot of stars. They have most of the stars.
But there's just not a lot of really good teams in the league. You know
right.
what I mean?
No, but my point to that, I agree.
No, I know what you're saying. They got all the big stars
they have
on the team.
Right.
I get that. I understand that. But still, I mean, there could be still teams that are pretty good out there, even if they're not on the level of the Warriors, that can at least compete to some degree with them.
You know what,
and there isn't that right
well,
now.
Well, you know what? It's tough because it's like how you define what a good team is. Like the Houston Rockets won 55 games during the regular season. We all know about their no-show in the second round of the playoffs late. Wouldn't you consider them, though, a good team?
They're good.
I mean, the Clippers and the Jazz both won 50 games. I think they were good teams.
They're good.
San Antonio, like you mentioned, won 60 games when they were healthy. They were a very good team. So, I mean, there were good teams, but I think your point is, and I agree with it, is that the Warriors were just that much better than everybody else.
They are.
I think a part of that is how good they are.
Yeah. I look at the NBA now, and I just don't think that there's a... Yeah, I mean, Eastern Conference, I mean, come on, to me, as far as I'm concerned, Eastern Conference is a joke.
That's
different. You want to give me the Celtics all you want. I mean, who are these teams in the East that's scaring anybody?
Notice, when I made that point to you, Joe, I didn't mention one Eastern Conference.
No, you did not. No, you didn't. You mentioned Houston and San Antonio.
Well,
so
because for good
pretty
reason.
Pretty much it.
For good reason.
No, yeah.
Because how good are the Raptors? How good are the Celtics? How good were the Wizards?
Yeah, none of these teams are that good.
They weren't that good.
No.
No, I mean, we know the Celtics have a chance to get a lot better based on having the number one overall pick in cap room.
Yeah.
But it's,
as long as LeBron is playing at the high level that he continues to play on, I just don't see where it's going to be competitive. You know, they're still going to win the East all the time.
Yeah.
And
the problem is, I think it's terrible during the regular season. It's terrible during the postseason. I think for the next 2 weeks, it's basketball heaven.
Well, this is
it. I think
this is it.
Yeah, it's the best of the best.
Yep, this is it.
And, you know, I heard Adam Silver on yesterday with Mike, and he made a point, which we've made before about the Warriors, to their credit. You know, they're called a super team. But the truth is, they were built the right way. They were built by Steph Curry being taken 7th overall.
Yep.
They were built by Klay Thompson being, 10th, 11th, 12th overall.
Yep.
Draymond Green being a second-round pick.
Yep.
And that's how they won the 70-plus games.
Yep.
Now, they added Kevin Durant. I get it. They did. They added one of the best players in the league, which almost became like, are you kidding me? Are you serious? They're adding this guy. But last year when they won the 73 games, they didn't do it through getting just a bunch of superstars to say, I'm going to Oracle to play in Golden State.
But they didn't have Durant.
Right. And they won 73 games.
Right.
So when you look at the way they were built the right way. They just kind of added on by adding a guy like Kevin Durant.
Yeah. No, I don't look at them like what Miami was. I mean, I don't look at it that way. Where LeBron came there and Bosh came there. No, it's different.
Even Cleveland is different because they drafted Kyrie. LeBron was theirs.
They brought Love in.
But they had to trade a significant piece. They had to trade the number one overall pick for Kevin Love. It's not like he just walked over there on his own.
Right.
So,
and the Knicks basically gave him Shumpert and Smith.
So. Yes, they basically said, take these guys.
Yeah, you can have them.
Go ahead. I think the Warriors are going to win this series in 5. I have a tough time believing Cleveland defensively may be able to slow these guys down. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a 7-game series. As far as rooting interest, I mean, I think you're right. I think you represent a lot of people when you say it's tough to root for either team. I will root for the Golden State Warriors for one simple reason.
They didn't win last year?
No. One simple reason, and that is a man, and his name is Darren Williams.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him. He's on Cleveland. You don't want to see him win a championship.
No,
of course,
no.
It would be like a on the coattails championship.
Yeah, but, you're right. It's not like
not like he was a key factor, unless he has an unbelievable series somehow.
That would kill me. Joe.
That would be worse. No, I understand.
Now, what was interesting is yesterday, in I think one of the San Jose papers, Sean Livingston. He doesn't like Darren Williams, and I love that. Like, Sean Livingston basically did not talk highly.
When he played,
when they were teammates.
Well, he doesn't seem like the best guy in the world.
No, he seems like a miserable human being.
Now, he couldn't wait to, he basically got Sloan fired in Utah.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait to get out of Utah.
Yeah.
God,
I wish you guys traded for him instead of the Nets. The world would be
even my team wasn't that dumb.
At the time, I was
getting... No, it looked good. Of course. At the time, you thought you had something with him.
You know, I'm going to...
We thought he was the best point guard in the league at one point.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm going to bring Darren Williams into something that happened last night in Queens. Darren Williams gave Net fans the middle finger for about 4 years straight.
Why, is he Mr. Met? Is he subbing as Mr. Met now?
He basically can't. They could make him Mr. Met.
Yeah, well...
That was actually very funny. I will admit, I'm not even
angry. They fired the guy. They got rid of the guy.
Well, I mean, it was a dumb mistake on his part.
You can't be giving the finger to people. I mean, I'm sure whoever did it... Excuse me, whoever aroused Mr. Met to give the finger, I'm sure went over the top.
Well, he claims he did nothing wrong.
I'm sure he did.
He was on Twitter saying, look.
Just like the guy that called us yesterday and said they escorted him out of Citi Field because he had a fire Terry Collins sign.
Right, we don't believe
you. I mean,
come on. Basically.
There had to be a lot more to it than that, you know?
Indeed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.